Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. We also welcome back Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. Nice enough to join us earlier. He pinch hit for Pete Bursich in the film room. Now he's here in his regular spot, the Verizon winning formula spot, where we look for winning formulas versus the Chicago Bears. Let's begin with special teams. We go to Soldier Field, no Devin Hester. We already saw him earlier this year with Atlanta, but you go to Soldier Field, no Devin Hester, that's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing at all, and especially for us, a big focus for us was improving our return coverage groups, and I think we've made some strides there, but more room to go. But the winning formula, and we talked about this earlier in the year, trust Blair Walsh. Even at windy Soldier Field, you can rely on Blair Walsh to win you the game, whether it's allowing him to blast it through the end zone for touchbacks or trusting him on those long-distance field goals here at Soldier Field. Now, Robbie Gould is one of the best kickers in NFL history, most accurate at least,
yeah.
And he's done it at Soldier Field. I think Blair Walsh has more talent than that and can be reliable in this building as well.
What about the Vikings offense against the Chicago Bears defense, which features Jared Allen?
It does feature Jared Allen. Even with him along that defensive line, we still have to focus on attacking downfield. The risk in that, obviously, is giving up sacks, but our offensive line played a lot better the last two games, both victories for the Vikings, and I think they can protect against this group, including Jared Allen. It's a key matchup, Matt Khalil versus Jared Allen, but I think Matt can handle him. He's used to going against him, did it for a couple seasons here with the Vikings. But I think we can attack this Bears secondary. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, granted, a better passing offense through the first part of the season, but Teddy Bridgewater and company must win down the field and attack this Bears secondary.
Now, the Vikings' strength this year has been its defense, as we mentioned earlier, second in the NFL in sacks with 30 behind Buffalo, which has 34 into this week's play. Everybody in the secondary save Xavier Rhodes has an interception. What about the Vikings' defense versus the Chicago offense?
The key is the front four. Pressure with the front four. If you can do that, you can drop seven into coverage the vast majority of the time. And if you do that with Jay Cutler, it's going to be much tougher for him to pick you apart. We saw earlier in the Menards film room, if you make Jay Cutler uncomfortable in the pocket, he is going to struggle. If he is comfortable in the pocket, he's not going to struggle. He's going to pick you apart. In the Bears' three wins this year, Paul, Cutler has no interceptions. Ooh. In their six losses, he's thrown at least one interception in all six of those games. So make him uncomfortable in the pocket, and you're going to beat them.